is junk. Belongs to animals. Animals, they have the knowledge they need. They don't even, majorly, they don't even need education and parents and experience. You know that. You know that there are animals that they are born in a different climate, they live different situations, then they are reborn, metamorphed, and live another way of life. This little egg of a flying dragon will come alive in the water, will spend 2 years down there, and lives and grows as an animal. Then one day, it climbs up, it will crack, and from within, a flyer will come out. The guy has been 2 years under the water, comes out, and not only it flies, it's master flyer, because it's one of the only one that could fly even backward, and it stays steady like a helicopter. All the knowledge is there. Cognition stuff is there. That's one of the major points here. There is something beyond that, beside that. Human being, first of all, is too complicated and needs education. Like a lot of complicated animals. Mainly the animals who share the state of dream with us. They go through the education. But human being needs something more, needs to know. Now, I'm referring to another kind of knowledge. Knowledge beyond the little stuff of that intelligence you call. That intelligence knows what? What is it? What is in that animal of intelligence? The information. It's always this. Eat.
Eat.
Don't be eaten. Reproduce. Period. This is life. Because every of these will save the death. The death is with life. You have to eat to beat it constantly. Then, you have not to be eaten to beat it constantly. No matter how you beat it, it will beat you. Therefore, reproduce. That's how the life is here. As simple as that, the brain is made to do this. By doing these three, these are the mission of the brain to save my life. Not so, my life. We call it in Persian, jan. You want to know how to write jan? These are simple. This is a serious, simple language. Everybody should know it. Forgive me, I know. Jan, which is the anima, actually. Because animals in Persian language are jan, dog, the one who has this jan. Jan is written like this. This is jan. Jan is life. We know life. But we have something more. And we receive something more in our education. Not only the stuff that the intelligence needs. Because that education is the way the monkeys educate their babies. What do? They do exactly the same thing you do to the children. But we need to know something more. Why? That was the question. Because we do something more than staying alive. We have a different path. power. For that different power, we need the instrument. What is the power of the human being? Creativity. We are creative. This creativity, quote unquote, is something that you will learn about when you want to learn about the Creator. That's the way we are. He made us from his own picture because we create. And by creativity, I don't mean the Saturn missile which took the people to moon. I don't mean instrument. Instrument is something else. There are animals that they use the instruments. By creativity, when I say creativity, you should focus on what?
Art.
Art. Mozart. Especially Mozart. Take the example, the best useful example. Mozart is very good because you don't relate on the brain of a 3-year-old boy. And he's doing that magic. There is something in the guy that we know it could happen. We know it happens rarely, occasionally. And we know when it happens, everything changes in our life. Our lifestyle is different because of Mozart. Not only in music, in art, in educating the art. If there was no Mozart, Michelangelo is very difficult to show to the people that how different he is. Michelangelo looks normal because he was what? Sculpted. So what? Everybody does it. He did it good. Mozart will do something that everybody knows that this is magic. 3-year-old boy having a concertino in his mind and playing it, replaying it and improving it by a feeling that a grown-up like Yehudi Menuhin, how could he do it? Because of all the complicated corridors of passion he had to go through to make it happen on his violin, he thought, oh my God. In that case is a 5-year-old boy. The magic. We are looking for the magic. We believe the magic is here because we know a lot of magical people who found it. And when they find it, what do they do when they find it, Peter?
They bring it into manifestation.
They go berserk first, all of them. That's the reaction. Suddenly be filled with something which is larger than you. Then they jump out and they call everyone. And they dedicate the rest of their life to do this, no matter what. No matter what. Because we have them in all different situations. So we have seen it all in our stories. That's how we find our stories. Because these are the main character of our stories. These are the people who show us that outer limit. These are the people who touch the untouchable and will not let go of our hand to hand it to us. This is the way these stories are built. And now we are facing a man who was a scientist, a very logical fellow, dean of a faculty, member of the parliament, and the judge of the Supreme Court. Very unhappy person, because he knew a lot. And when you know a lot, what do you understand? You will see all the shortcomings. You will look at the people and you will know that, oh, if they use their potentiality to be good, how marvelous it could be. And you will be full of pity for them who are living like that old one. They're not taking care of their life, and their life is not creative.